How often do you sit in silence? No talking, no music, no screens, nothing. Plenty of people avoid being left alone with their own thoughts. Others seek stillness through yoga or meditation. A silent retreat is the setting for the production of Beth Wall's play Small Mouth Sounds at Boston Speakeasy Stage. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports putting silence on stage turns out to be pretty challenging.
Directing a play about silence has been really hard for M. Bevan O'Gara. She's a person who fills her days and nights with sound.
I listen to podcasts. I listen to music. I listen to Law & Order Special Victims Unit to go to sleep. I need noise in my life.
Without a lot of dialogue, O'Gara says staging this work has been like conducting an orchestra, where the sounds and actions described in the script deliver the story. In it, six characters arrive at a campus in the woods for a few days of introspection and lectures.
They're looking for some sort of solace amidst the disaster and the chaos of life.
Their teacher is never seen. Actor Mariana Basham delivers her disembodied voice off stage through a microphone. She starts with a fable about two frogs, then sets the rules. No phones, no drugs or drinking, and no talking.
Think of this retreat as a vacation from your habits, your routines, yourself. It is the best kind of vacation, because after this, you don't ever have to go back to who you were.
The play's title, Small Mouth Sounds, hits home whenever the teacher is on mic.
There's a lozenge moment that is just going to make certain people cringe and other people laugh hysterically.
As the retreaters settle in, they struggle to communicate, using animated gestures, trying to say what they mean without speaking.
It's hard in ways that I didn't anticipate.
Actor Neil Nacer plays Ned, one of the characters.
There's a lot of aggravation and a lot of frustration and a lot of sorrow because they can't communicate.
But there's also a lot of humor. Nacer says working on this play has been eye-opening for the cast and crew.
What we found out is the absence of sound doesn't mean that there's an absence of action. But where it became tricky was every sound becomes important.
There's definitely a rhythm and a choreography to it that has been a challenge and kind of had a learning curve for all of us.
Sound designer Elizabeth Cahill says simple sounds become amplified. Footsteps, pen clicks, jewelry, breathing. Her effects help shift time and location.
There's the actual sound effects of, you know, nature, meditation retreat-related sounds, like Tibetan singing bowls. Even when we're outside at night, there's the layer of crickets, the layer of bugs. Maybe it's a little windy. Maybe the trees are rustling.
Cahill hopes this play inspires audience members to be more aware of the sounds around them, including their own.
What their sound habits are, and are they the ones that walk loudly with their flip-flops, or they have quieter footfalls and things like that.
Another member of the crew thinks we'll come away appreciating how people can connect without words. Lighting designer Annie Wigand is deaf and speaks to me through an interpreter.
It's a natural human desire and need to want to communicate. So you see that struggle happening on stage with the characters. But as a deaf person, that's something that we live in our everyday lives.
Wigand was surprised by how little dialogue there is in the play and by how moving and funny the silent moments can be. There are long stretches of uncomfortable silence in the theater, too. Regarding that, director M. Bevan O'Gara says, audience, beware.
You make a noise. You're in the play.
If you go to see Small Mouth Sounds, you might want to leave your lozenges at home and definitely turn off your cell phone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.